This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
Indeed you do. That was the commercial. All right, this is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. So I forget which ones I said we were going to talk about. Reggie Bush is one. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure.
Or what was the other one that I threw at you?
You talked about Kwon Alexander.
Oh, Kwon. Did you see the hit?
Yes, a normal hit.
What?
The real hit.
It's a normal NFL football hit.
That's what you're supposed to do. He didn't spear. He didn't leave with his head. He tackled him right in his chest.
He got fined over $30,000.
Crazy. It was taking away the fun of the game.
It was a routine hit. Receiver makes catch. Running back makes catch, whatever he was, and gets instantly hit.
It was a regular... No, there was nothing special about that hit.
And I have said for years...
He didn't drive him into the ground.
Nothing.
He didn't spear him. He didn't do
anything. Nothing.
I mean, I've seen Stephen A. in sparring class this week hit a bag much harder with his hips. I remember twisting his feet. Like, you know, it's incredible.
I'm with you.
But I think he should be fine for that violence.
Caleb was so upset.
Oh, he should be. That's a terrible... It's terrible for the gameplay.
It is.
It's terrible for the league. And it's just another way they're taking away the fun of that sport. Like the reason people love it is because it's barbaric and it's gridiron, it's tough, and it's a man's sport. But they're taking away now. It's gonna be a score sport about running up the score, 62-58. Nobody gets hit. Nobody gets touched. Nobody gets a concussion.
The thing that I always found humorous of the NFL, and I know I've told you, I've received in my career 2 cease and desists.
Yeah, from Michael Buffer.
Well, no, this is from the NFL. Oh, I got one from Buffer as well.
How many you got?
Three.
Are you excited when you get them?
Well, it was kind of cool getting it from the NFL.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you.
What did you do to the NFL?
I was wrong with the NFL one.
Oh.
I was wrong with the NFL one. The Pat Summerall one, I don't know. It was a mistake.
Okay.
The Buffer one, I was 1,000% right.
Okay.
2,000% right.
Okay.
The NFL, I used a photograph of a Tampa Bay football player promoting the radio show at the sports bar in Tampa.
Oh.
And you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because they're wearing the NFL. Now, what was weird, and I know I've told you this story before, I was able to get whatever company was making the jerseys at the time, Brad Culpepper jerseys.
Okay.
I was doing Brad's show. And I was not able to take a picture of Brad Culpepper wearing a Culpepper jersey.
Oh. Right.
But I could take a picture of Brad Culpepper standing in front of the JCPenney display of the jerseys.
Okay.
It's the stupidest thing ever. So the NFL one, I was wrong.
Okay.
The Pat Summerall one, I used to call the show back in the day Instant Replay.
Yeah.
I guess he trademarked Instant Replay.
Oh, brilliant.
So
good job, Pat.
Well, Pat Summerall, who legally changed his name to Pat.
Oh.
You know that, right?
No.
Do you know what position Pat Summerall played?
Kicker.
Kicker.
Point after attempt.
And that's why he legally changed his name to Pat.
Makes sense.
It was so that he would say P-A-T Summerall.
So what about the Saturday Night Live character Pat, like the...
That you don't know?
That you don't know if it's a male or female. Like, would they have to change that character now because he owns Pat?
No, he doesn't own Pat. He owned the trademark to Instant Replay.
No.
His name was Pat.
Trademark Pat as well.
Right.
Because a lot of celebrities, they trademark everything that has anything to do with like their
image. Anybody trademark more than Gene Simmons?
No. Doesn't he own the dollar sign?
I think he does. And the dollar bag. I think it's the dollar bag.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah. He still won't respond to me on Twitter, though.
Really?
I'm still trying.
He responded to you in Medellin when you were in Colombia?
Well, we were in Bogota. And yes, he responded as he walked by us. But
did you recognize him without the makeup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty easy to recognize him.
Okay.
God, he's up there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just the traveling and the age and everything. The third one was when I legally acquired Let's Get Ready to Rumble from Michael Buffer. And Bruce sent me a cease and desist. And I said, I was given permission. And he said, no, you were not. And I said, not only was I given permission... When your brother did it live on WTAN radio, and I didn't like it, I called his house and asked him to do it again, and he said, sure. And he said, well, he wasn't aware what he was doing.
Wow.
No, I'm pretty sure he was. And then I was told by one of the owners of WTAN, or I was asked by one of the owners of WTAN, how many liners do you have? And I believe my answer was a couple hundred. Do you really need that one? Really? I said, no, you're right. It was just the principle. But obviously we let it go. Because at the time there was a CD that came out from the Four Letter Network that had Michael Buffer doing his thing. Uh-huh. And so a lot of radio stations, including someone who was on this radio station as well, would use it. Well, that's illegal. Yeah. Come on, common sense. I had permission, obviously, because I called the house back.
Right, right.
But, you know, I have so many cool liners. We haven't gotten liners in a long time. So the two of you are dropping the ball.
So when you called back, did you call like a landline phone?
I called his house.
Did you call from a pay phone?
No, I called from the studio.
What was the hotline like back then? Because I used to call in a radio contest, and they'd be like, call this number right now, and fifth caller wins tickets to blah, 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 blah. And it was always busy. Like, did you guys ever answer the phone in the studio?
Well, I don't, but back whoever then? Was running the board does.
Yeah,
sure.
People really won?
Yeah, of course they did.
Because I remember, like, in my radio station in Indiana, wasn't as advanced as Tantalk.
Understood.
They were like, call in now. Caller 11 wins one. And like, but they wouldn't tell you what one was. And I was like, sweet. So I called and I got through and I won. And I got a box in the mail, a little envelope. It's like a padded envelope. I opened it up and it was a rubber keychain in the shape of a one with the radio station logo.
It costs more to ship it than that was probably worth.
But I won one.
But yeah, what they do is that, you know, they'll click, you know, it was the old where you had like 6-7 lines, right? So you hit the one, your caller one, your caller two, your caller three. So you can, you know, quickly, you know, get rid of calls. So yeah, of course it's real.
Okay.
Legit.
We should do that. We should bring that back.
Why?
Just because nobody does it anymore, do they? Do people still do contests? Like, what was the most crazy radio contest you ever? Because my buddy was the naughty boy in Denver, and he duct taped himself to a light pole. He climbed up on the station van, got, I don't know, 8 feet off the ground. They duct taped him around and left him up there for a weekend, like Friday to like Monday drive time traffic. For promotion and like stop by and people would like bring stuff to like the base of the light pole and like leave gifts or like food or like water, but he was duct taped up there. He couldn't access it. Anything crazy? You ever do anything crazy in your radio stunt days? Because when you got started in this, radio was like shock jock. It was like WKRP and like Les Newman and all those guys. Like those, they're bringing that back. You know, like the old school shock jock radio is popular again.
Well, I don't want to say they're bringing it back. It's never left.
Kind of left. It went serious and kind of like went off.
Well, it still hasn't left. I mean, when shows went to Sirius, it's still shock jock whatever. You know, when Bubba went to Sirius, it was still shock. He was him being shock jock or whatever. He's still on the air in Tampa. It's still the same, I would imagine. Haven't listened in quite some time.
We should create a promotion. We should do like a weekend. Because people used to like do the thing where you put a hand on a car in the mall and then everybody had to drink water every like 20 minutes. And then, like, last person to go pee wins the car, you know. But then people start dying because they suffocated from, they drank too much water, you know, and they poisoned themselves.
But like they said in the Eddie Murphy, you know, movie, when, you know, one guy has the heart attack and he's like, screw him, turn the machines back on, you know, whatever. You know, if you suffer from not drinking water, it's on you.
Well, we could create, like, a mall promotion, like, because I haven't been
first
in a mall
of all,
in 10 years.
There are no malls.
Well, there are.
Where are their malls?
Countryside Mall still open.
Is it?
DJ Tony and I went there for Black Friday last year on the day after Thanksgiving. And we went ice skating. I didn't know there was a skating rink there. It's awesome. Kids went skating, and then everybody was walking around buying stuff. And it felt like old days, like when you would go to the mall and just hang out. I could see Steve Lanay, our producer, wearing an AC/DC jean jacket, smoking a cool cigarette, hanging out with a bunch of hoods, long hair. Right, chain, wallet attached to his belt. I could see that.
I could see him wearing a Motorhead shirt.
I think AC/DC, maybe a Metallica. I see him like a Master of Puppet kind of guy. Remember when he used to sew in the little patch on the back of the jean jacket?
No,
you would buy the jean jacket, and then they would make a cloth badge, like right? Like, and it would be the band cover of the album, and then people would sew that in.
No, never saw it.
What? We should go vintage shopping. Like, I bet your nephew has some of those in his
he probably does.
What's the name of the store?
Curated Heat. Curated on Central Heat. Avenue in St. Pete.
But we could bring that style back, Steve.
I think they're bringing it back. I don't think you're bringing it back.
I had one.
But you're not bringing it back. You're just going to go purchase one to wear.
We can find
the vintage stores are the ones that are bringing them back.
That's true.
Right.
But I want to bring the style back. I want to be responsible for bringing it back. Like, you know, Michael Jackson Thriller jean jacket.
The best part of this whole conversation is it's over.
No way. Have you seen the Michael Jackson sparring video?
No.
The guy dressed up like Michael. He does all his boxing moves. And he does the moonwalk backwards as he's throwing jabs. And he does the lean forward and avoids the bag.
Send
swinging.
Your boy that video.
Which one?
Your boy that he called you out. You went to go visit him. And
that guy's dead to me already. Like, I mean, I had respect for
him. Would you take his number out of your phone? I asked this question on Facebook about phones and people that are dead to you and people that are dead.
Yeah.
Let's discuss that in the next segment. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be right back.
This is Curtis Razor Blades, UFC Heavyweight, and listen to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, WBC Heavyweight Champion of the World, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby! Good.
That liner was Got Radio Row, Atlanta.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Super Bowls ago.
Yes.
How crazy is next year's Super Bowl Radio Row?
It's going to be nuts. Las Vegas.
Construction will still be going on, which is awful.
Crazy. But Vegas is really building itself to be the sports mecca of the world. I mean, other than Dubai and maybe Saudi Arabia, who's buying like all the best players in the world.
I'm pretty sure the best player in the world plays in Miami.
Oh, Messi.
I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah, but they just bought Neymar. They got Neymar for the Saudi Arabian League. And, you know, they bought him like 2 years, like a mansion with like, I mean, it's just crazy. The
funny thing about Las Vegas, though, is most people don't know that there's anything outside of the Strip.
That's true.
Everything is the Strip.
Right.
And now the football team plays basically just off the Strip.
Yeah.
The hockey team plays on the Strip.
Yeah.
If they tear down Tropicana and they build the stadium there, which is going to be awful, traffic will be brutal.
For the A's.
The A's are allegedly going to be Tropicana.
Yeah.
Which means the cheapest hotel, the hotel that I have stayed at for years, Excalibur, will go from $11 a night to $450 a night.
Well, that's just like Messi. Tickets to a Miami Inter Miami game were $11 a seat. Now they're $400.
$600.
Yeah.
$600?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. But yeah, I mean, but Vegas is really building himself up to be like a premier sports town, like not just for, you got the UFC headquarters there, you got the Performance Institute there, so you've already got elite athletes, you know, coming there. And then with all the pro teams, I mean, I remember a buddy of mine in college used to say, you can judge the city based on how many pro teams they have, right? So big cities that have like two hockey teams or two baseball teams, like Chicago, the Cubs, and the White Sox.
Not for much longer.
Really?
Well, the rumor is the White Sox may be moving.
Where are they going?
Wherever they want to.
Can't go. How are they going to have like the series?
The rivalry.
Yeah, the rivalry. No. Like what? Like, but that's how you judge the size of a city. Like, is like they have all four major sports. Then you have like other stuff, you know, to complement it. So you know, Tampa, we still don't have pro basketball, which is shocking to me.
Well, I don't think it could be supported here.
Why?
Well, A, because there's a team right up the road.
That's not right up the road. That's Orlando. Well, and that's on the other side of Orlando.
Orlando.
That's on the east other side of right. Disney.
Orlando is a short drive away that takes 4 hours to do.
Yeah. You can go to the Heat game in less time.
You can go to Miami in less time.
That's what I'm saying. The Heat are in Miami.
Oh, yeah, they are. I just thought you were talking about the Heat, period.
Well, yeah, the Heat's always here. But the basketball Heat are down south.
Let's talk about Reggie Bush this segment. Bottom of the hour, we'll be getting a phone call from Sean Merriman. And a funny story that I'm going to bring up and have him talk about that I saw him post a photo on Twitter. So we'll talk to Sean Merriman here in a few minutes. Reggie Bush to sue the NCAA for defamation on things he was allegedly guilty of. He was guilty of this back then.
The push?
No, when he lost his Heisman and, you know, taking money. And it was illegal then.
Yeah.
Yes, it's legal now. Right. It was illegal then.
Sure.
So he's trying to get his stats put back so he can get his Heisman back.
I mean, he earned it.
He is Man award has been taken away from him.
Well, who's better than the He Is Man than Reggie Bush that year in college football?
Well, obviously nobody, because he won the Heisman.
He was the best. So you can't take away because of his moral character off the field. It wasn't good.
It wasn't moral. He broke some rules.
Well, but that's a financial. I mean, look, if you're coming from nothing and you're trying to make it, and these boosters and the school and these people are going to give the money to somebody, why not you? If you're a blue chip athlete in college, right? Why would you not take it? Cam Newton, his dad, you know. LeBron James in high school showed up with a brand new Hummer.
Hold on a second.
I'm just saying.
Hold on a second. Who did you just say? His dad?
Cam Newton.
Okay. Cam didn't take it.
But he had all the stuff that they're giving
matter.
Their dad.
It don't matter.
Okay. So it's like Steve earlier putting the money on the table, not handing it to you.
Right.
So it's not, you're not paying.
The problem with that is it disappeared before it got to me.
Right.
So there's a drawback to doing it that way.
So that's all they got to do in the college level, right?
Right. Like, well, not anymore.
Right. Like, oh, here's a set of car keys. I'll just leave them on the table.
Yep.
Then, oh, somebody found these car keys. Oh, I'm going to just drive this car home.
I've heard some stories.
I bet you have.
Of people, here's some keys.
But they made a movie about it. Nick Nolte, the Blue Chips. Like when Shaquille O'Neal and like the whole process of being a superstar stock high pick, draft pick, and going to college, giving in favoritism. And it's big business. It's an investment.
Of course. But you just don't give it to the athlete. Now you can.
Right now it's different.
Before you
But Reggie should absolutely have his Heisman Trophy back, and Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely not.
He should.
No, he shouldn't.
What he did on the field has nothing to do with what he did in gambling and moral off the field. His stats don't lie.
That's true. His stats don't lie.
Who has more hits than the hit king?
Nobody.
So he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame for his play. If you can separate a fight being in the Hall of Fame in the UFC for the performance and the fight itself, and not put the fighter in the Hall of Fame, if you can separate those two
right.
in the UFC,
right.
you should be able to separate stats on a field versus what you do off field.
If you break a golden rule, a rule that you are told, if you ever do this, you will be kicked out of the sport for life. Okay? We've talked about this. It was a 30-foot-long billboard in the Cardinal clubhouse.
How do we know he knew what words were? How do we know he knew?
That he knew English?
Spoken the word. We don't know. Did we test him to see if he knew all the words in the sentence?
Probably.
We don't know that.
Well, you don't know.
You're hypothetically speaking. I'm just saying, give the man the benefit of the doubt. What doesn't lie, his eyes definitely worked well enough to see a ball moving at 100 miles an hour with movement, and he hit it with a stick more than anybody else in the history of the game, and he deserves to be in the Hall.
All right, we got to go to break because Sean Merriman's coming up in a minute. But speaking of a stick, normally they call golf club sticks, but you were talking about a baseball bat. So my question for you is, what is the coolest-looking baseball bat you have ever seen?
Well, I have one. It's a prototype. It's a hybrid rubber bat, but it's flat on one side, and it's made to drive a golf ball down the fairway. It's called Golf Bat, and you swing it like a baseball. You have a long tee similar to the producer's stand here that's, you know, chest high, and you literally swing like a baseball, but it's a golf club.
Did you see the baseball bats of the Philadelphia Phillies used Sunday at the Little League World Series?
I did not.
They were pencils.
Okay.
So I just had the photo, and I don't know what I did with it.
That's a great image.
It was very, very cool. We're going to hit this break. I'll try to find it. I'll show you the photo. Sean Merriman, the great NFL football player, now involved in mixed martial arts. Another Lights Out event, Lights Out 10 on Saturday. We will talk to Lights Out himself, Sean Merriman, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Snap Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and 8-Man Strong. We'll be right back.
Fireball. I saw I came, I conquered, or should I say I saw I conquered, I came. This little Chico on fire, he ain't no lie. Well, y'all slipping, he's running the game.
Hey, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Richard Karn from Home Improvement, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're going to do momentarily, but before he comes on, what the hell are you talking about?
There's a Ragnar Relay. It's where you start out in Miami, and then you run. You leapfrog. You have a van full of like 6 or 8 or 10 people, and then one person runs, and the van goes with the 9 people ahead to a checkpoint, and then that person gets tired. They go in the van. Another person comes out, and you leapfrog at 24 hours round the clock from Miami all the way to Key West.
What's the object of this ridiculous thing?
Just build camaraderie and brotherhood.
I don't want to like you that much.
Badge of toughness.
No, I'm good.
Come on.
No.
I can coach you.
No, I'm good.
Pretty good at it. I ran the other night.
I was going to call Chachi today.
Oh, yeah?
Don't know what time to weigh in, but we were going to put him on, but I knew he was going to talk good about you. So
that's what it does.
So I didn't want to do it. How did you brainwash that kid?
Well, see, I use like smelling salts to get him disoriented, and then I have him meet me at a disclosed location at 11:30 in the morning, sharp, and then then it's all downhill from there. But look, I bring value to these guys. I give them experiences they don't have access to, and I'm helping them facilitate their dream so that they can make their dream their reality.
All right. One other thing I do want to touch base on, Sean Merriman scheduled to be on here momentarily. A media person brought up to Sugar Shane Sean O'Malley about the other Montana fighter. Who's been on the show?
Yeah, the bare knuckle guy.
Yeah, good kid. I like
him. Kai something. Harris.
Stewart.
Right. Stewart, you're right.
Brought him up, and as soon as he brought his name up, Sean's like, next question. Why would you, other than to start crap, why would a media person do that?
That's their job.
It's not their job.
That's their job is to create controversy, to get a rise out of people, to get a response so they can get clickbait so they can go viral. Of course, half the questions, because if you ask just a standard question, it's like, you know, there's no real intrigue to like follow along. You want to see the response. What's he going to say? Oh, that kid sucks. That was what he said. So,
well, you did say
so now there's drama. Right? So now you got drama between the state of Montana. And that state's big enough for two champions, in my opinion.
It's two entirely different.
It's not Rhode
animals.
Island. Now, if it's Rhode Island, you got to have one champion. It's like the Chicago. You got to have two baseball teams. You can't just have one. Too big an area. Rhode Island, one champion. Montana, you can have multiple.
It's like someplace having a little league football team in Kansas or in California.
Okay.
And, oh, they should play the 49ers. It's two different sports. It's not even the same sport. It's not even, you know, Bellator and the UFC.
Right. Well, they don't see it that way. They see it as combat sport is the same. So boxing, MMA, it's all the same. Nobody, the general population doesn't know. Look, for example, I'm a professional bodybuilder. I won Mr. Universe.
First of all,
2016.
You didn't win Mr. Universe.
I did you win in their federation. It was the end of year celebration in Key West. I did not run it this time.
That's why you won it, because it was in Key West.
No, but that was the end of year celebration. So everybody, every week, they had a champion in all these cities.
Did you handpick the judges in Key West?
No, everybody came down, and then they all competed for a title of the end-all champion of the year, of the federation, of the season.
But it wasn't Mr. Universe.
It was their Mr. Universe.
But they can't call it that.
Of course, it's their own federation. It's their own league.
But I would assume that Mr. Universe, in your beloved bodybuilding, is trademarked.
Well, that's Mr. Olympia is trademarked. But they that's their Mr. Universe celebration, where all the best champions get together to compete for who's the best champion.
Would you be offended if a former female beat you in a Mr. Universe?
No, well,
he stuttered there for a minute.
Well, I mean, it's all about conditioning. So, I mean, anyone can win, right? That's what makes it so great, because it's not you versus another person. It's you versus you. It's discipline, hard work, and focus, and sacrifice.
No, that's not true. It is you versus another person.
No, it's you versus you, right? So you're only as good as your last competition. So the point is...
No, you're only as good as your next one.
Well, that's true. You're only as good as your... Yeah. because this is not what have you done for me lately.
Right.
So, yeah. So that's the point. That's what were you talking about again?
I don't know.
But in the Federation, so everybody thinks that, but in my world, right, everybody thinks that bodybuilding is the same. So it doesn't matter which Federation, they all think it's just the same umbrella. But the general population, they just see combat fighters are all the same. They don't know the difference between the different boxing federation defined belt. They don't understand the difference between weakness.
What's up is us and you there, and we'll. Let's see if we are back coming to you live from Tournament to Peak. Okay. Yeah, it's weird.
That connection is serious.
All of a sudden.
It's like COVID or like all over again. Like I got infected.
Maybe you didn't.
Now you see COVID's back. Like their mask mandates are coming back. There's a couple, I think it's Lionsgate, the movie production company, the filmmakers. They're asking their employees to wear a mask in the office again. I know there's a couple of colleges that have gone to recommendations that they bring the mask back. So if COVID comes back around, if the pandemic's fired back up, are you going to comply this time? Because your friend Tito Ortiz says, I will not comply. Tim Sylvia said, I didn't comply the first time. So are you going to comply this time if they try to lock down the world again?
I don't know what comply means. Like what?
Wear a mask, give in, wear it under your chin like the lady at the Pelts shoe store that you tried to.
It wasn't Pelts. I
if that lady came in here, she'd be like, you talking about me? I mean, you set a time and a date for her to show up. I bet that lady would fight you.
I showed up at her shoe store. It's ridiculous.
You yelled at a lady for wearing a mask.
I yelled at a lady. Well, first of all, I didn't yell at her. I said, am I going to wear it as well, I gotta be careful because I FCC. But
yeah.
This
stay professional.
Buffoon was wearing the mask below her chin and yelled at me when I walked in for not wearing a mask.
You're lucky she didn't like call you out and like meet you somewhere in public.
Well, you would have shown and she wouldn't have, and it would have been the same thing.
No, but like the world's going to lock down again. They're trying to lock it down.
A pretty big sportscaster here in the Tampa Bay area just got over it.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't been out at the Bucks for a couple weeks and showed up and, you know, he said why, and you know.
Speaking of the Bucks, today they had a visit from the other pro team in town, not basketball players, because we don't have one of those. We don't have a pro soccer either, I guess.
Well, yeah, they do.
Not like Inter Miami, not like a real soccer.
You said pro soccer.
Nah, those aren't pros. Those
what are they?
They're minor league pros.
Well,
they're
that's like, still pros.
They're like semi pros. They're like Will Ferrell. They're like. This is my pro club.
Every time I think I'm going to be okay,
say something stupid. Can any of the players from the Rowdies actually make it on a Major League Soccer team like Orlando City or Inter Miami?
Well, first of all, Inter Miami has been awful. They've won more games in the last 2 months than they probably won since they've been a team.
Could any of the Rowdies make it on the Spain Women's World Cup team that just won their first World Cup and beat England on Sunday morning?
No, because those dudes are good.
Whoa. Now we're going to get canceled. No, that's why the static was coming. Randy's offensive comments towards female soccer players?
Not all. Not all. All right, without further ado, I've seen what happens when this next guest gets upset. You think you get upset.
I've
seen, and I don't want to see it. So great story, though. I want him to tell.
Okay.
When we welcome back to the program, the great Sean Merriman. Sean, how are you?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We appreciate your time. I know that you have a big event on Saturday. I want to talk about that. But first, talk about you put a post up on your Twitter machine of, I believe, somebody was sitting at a slot machine. I think it was a slot machine wearing your jersey.
Yeah. That was pretty cool, man, because the guy he was playing, and he had no idea that I was there. And I ended up going to him after a while after I posted that, man, and signed the jersey and talked to him and all that.
Well, what was his reaction when you first went up and he saw that it was you standing right there?
Well, I sat by him. I wish I would have got that recorded, because I sat by him and started to play a little bit first. And I saw him peek up 5 or 6 times and looking at me. And he finally realized it was actually me. So it was cool, man. I wish I could have caught his reaction, because he was excited.
That is awesome. And obviously a whole lot better than I've seen people back in the day. They would wear like tap out shirts. And I said, oh, you're an MMA fan. Who do you like? They're like, no, I just like the shirt. You know, and it kind of yeah. The whole thing. So, when you posted that, and I know you and I talked about it, it definitely was pretty funny.
Cool. Yeah, man, look, at the end of the day, I've been retired 10 years, man. So to kind of see some people still going around with my jerseys and you know, I saw the other day I was walking on the street, people doing a lifestyle dance across the street when I was walking. I think all that stuff is pretty cool.
You said it's 10 years. Does it feel like 10? Does it feel like 20? Or does it feel like 5?
No, it feels like 10 with these guys getting paid when we didn't. I look physically, and I still train a lot of guys. I spar, and I just try to stay in shape, still keep some kind of discipline. But the further you get away from the game, man, it took me about 3 or 4 years before I became like a fan, a student again, and kind of looking at it. You need to get mentally and emotionally get a detach from the game so you can really enjoy watching these younger guys.
You said the game, so I'm curious, the game that you used to play or the game that's now? Did you see the fine that Kawhi Alexander just got for that hit?
I did, man, and I just think that they need to readdress and reassess those kind of penalties, especially during a preseason game. These guys are making a couple grand. You know, $43,000 fine. I didn't see enough in there. And matter of fact, when I go talk to high schools or boys and girls clubs, that'll be a teaching tape for tackling that I would show them. It was a great hit. It was aggressive. It was on time. It looked like his head was not involved. And, you know, he got the guy on the ground. I just don't know what else he could have done to put himself in a better position.
Hey, Sean, so if you do ever go out in public and need a disguise, you could always follow the Michael Pittman Sr. trick and wear your own jersey as a decoy, because when he played softball, he wore his own jersey so no one recognized him as being Michael Pittman.
Yeah, I think that me walking around, so me being wearing a powder blue 56, I think that people would pick up on that. And also, too, they're probably looking at me like, this guy is very obnoxious. I think that'd be funny.
Pitt did play while he was playing for the Bucks. He played on our softball team, and he's like, Randy, just don't tell anybody that I'm playing. I said, okay, fine. Then he shows up to the game wearing his Senior Bowl jersey that said Pittman on the back.
I don't remember the last time I put on any kind of jersey, both NBA or NFL, but I'm almost sure that if I walked in anywhere with a powder blue 56 Charger jersey on, everybody will know.
They would definitely know. Let's talk about Saturday, Lights Out 10.
Yeah, we got a huge fight, man, this Saturday. Casino Palma in San Diego. So if you guys, anybody in San Diego, please come. You can get your tickets at lightsoutxf.com. And if you can't make it, we'll be live on Fubo, Fubo Sports, man. We just cracked into the top 10 most watched on Fubo. You know, obviously they got a bunch of great programs and leagues and sports on there, but we cracked into the top 10, which is cool. We got 80% of local fighters on this card, man. I can't wait. Jared Vendera, who's a former UFC vet, is fighting Chuck Smith, who is a former PFL and Bellator guy. So those guys are going to headline it, but they're going to throw down, man. I can't wait. Some of these amateurs, man, I can't wait, because they're going to turn pro with it. You know, a lot of these guys are going to end up turning pro with it. So I can't wait for that as well.
You know, that's one of the things that I like, and I am a judge of amateur fights here in the state of Florida. I like watching amateurs. These guys are fighting to prolong, trying to fight their way on to become a professional fighter, to work their ways up, you know, to some of these bigger organizations. And I think a lot of fans don't give amateur fighters, you know, they're just due.
No, they don't, man, because these guys are still trying to get on the map. If you notice, I mean, we've had it several times before. Some of these amateur fights are better than the pros. I mean, these guys are going out. Obviously, it doesn't affect their record much, and they're just trying to make a name for themselves on the scene and build their own resume. These guys are coming out swinging. We had our last fight in May. Three of our best knockouts were all amateurs. These guys were coming in and just swinging for the fence, man. So I sit there. I'm locked in doing these amateur fights.
So Sean, one of the cool things that I always thought, you know, as I joined the network with Randy like 10 years ago, it was
You've
always
been here
cool.
that long.
Yeah, I mean, so it was been cool to watch is like, you know, the way he operates, right? When new players come into the locker room at the Bucks, or when new fighters are introduced to the UFC or such, he goes and talks to the new ones before they're known, before they're a star, and he gives them the same platform that he would give the champion. And then as they develop their careers and they make it to the promised land, you know, that relationship is cemented because they both know that it came from a genuine place. So we saw just play out this week. Sugar Sean O'Malley, you know, great friend of the show, great cool guy, came to the Super Bowl in Phoenix with us, did Radio Row, just earned the greatest, you know, belt in the bantamweight division of the UFC. And it's cool to see that development, like you say, like the amateurs and the guys that are chasing a dream and trying to make it. So kudos to you guys for helping those guys make that a reality.
And prolong careers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And like you said, it's very important to us, man. These guys, we love to see them grow. And you see them kind of growing up and getting smarter, more wiser about their career and them taking more and more serious. Because the truth is, we're going to have some up-and-coming superstars that everybody's going to know in this world soon. And we love to kind of bring those guys along.
How difficult is it to make that decision when you have that athlete and you think it's the next great big thing? Obviously, you want to keep them, you want to, you know, stay involved with them, but there's also bigger things down the road to, you know, to get to. How do you make that decision when, you know, it's time to move on? It's kind of like children.
Yeah, it's tough, man. I make the joke that when some of these guys, you know, go to the UFC and they take off, that I got to drive them and drop them off at the complex, you know. Because, you know, it's like, you know, you're growing your kids, man. You're growing your up-and-coming guys. You know, you get attached with them, right? You get close to them because you see them battle, scrap in training, them hitting you up and saying, hey, man, I can't wait to get on the next card, or thank you, man. You know, my family was watching, and I appreciate the support and appreciate the show you guys put on and give me an opportunity. And then you see it walk out the door. It's like you putting your hand up against the glass, right, as they're leaving. So it's fun, man. It's a cool thing.
Talk about some of your up and comings, whether it's, you know, the amateur fighters that you have, or some of the, you know, and I hate to say on the undercard, and it always drives me crazy when fans don't come, you know, for the first couple fights. It's kind of like the amateurs. These are athletes that are fighting to be on the main card, and, you know, they need a little more exposure because not all the fans show up for it. So talk about some of those athletes.
Yeah, and, you know, to your point, man. What's cool about the amateurs, and especially when you're dealing with local amateurs, they got their close friends, their family, their gym, the coaches, you get that local support because that's when some of these guys need it the most, right? They're trying to establish themselves. So you look out in the crowd and they might have 30 or 40 people there screaming to the top of their lungs because that's their people. And so I like that. We get the cameras and zoom in on like their folks and show them some love. It's fun. We got a couple guys that I think that are going to be future champs. Matthias Camilo is one. He trained out of the Extreme Couture, Brazilian kid, great dude. He's fighting somewhere else this fight, but he'll be back with us in October.
So Sean, I train a lot of the fighters here in Florida, down in Tampa. I train them on a vertical gym, and the mindset that I've kind of helped them with is how to. A lot of the old school boxers, MMA guys, they fight to go into a fight camp, right? So they fight every day, where I'm trying to change them to train to fight and save the compression and the damage for days that you actually make a paycheck and you can keep this career going longer for more years, more opportunity, or avoid injury during fight camp. Are you seeing that shift out on the West Coast?
Yeah, no question. And, you know, me coming from the NFL where, you know, there's off-season OTAs, there's mini camps, there's training camps. You know, now you're starting to see a lot of these guys are smarter. I remember back when I started training in 2005, 2006, some of these guys would kill each other in the gym and practice. I'm like, yo, you guys are not going to make it to the fight. I mean, you know, beating each other up, you got to train hard, but also train smart, because the whole point of it is to walk in there healthy and feeling good, as healthy as you possibly can. If you have a hard training camp, you're going to go into the fight with a sore knee, a sore shoulder, or a finger, something. You're going to have something. But try to walk in there as clean as possible, and don't beat yourself up and get injured or put yourself in harm's way before it's time to show out.
So you continue to have your Lights Out promotion out on the West Coast in California, and I know we've talked about this before. When can we, like, try to help you move a little bit, okay, all the way, you know, to the East Coast?
I would love to come to Florida, man, you know, maybe February or March of next year. That's my goal. If we can find a venue, and I got a bunch of gyms who I, you know down there very well. And a ton of fighters. So if we can find a way in March or April or next year to come out there, I'm game.
Well, A, I know a lot of venues, and B, I know a lot of people. So, you know, let's talk so that we can get one of your great events here in the state of Florida.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate that.
Before we let you go, once again, talk about Saturday night, where people can either buy tickets on the Left Coast or where they can watch it on pay-per-view.
Yep, they can watch this Saturday. We'll be in San Diego, Casino Palma. You can get your tickets at lightsoutxf.com. For you guys that can't make it, check us out on Fubo, Fubo TV, Fubo Sports. If you don't have Fubo, get it. This one's going to be our biggest card yet.
And then we'll work on even a bigger card coming to Tampa or St. Pete early next year.
Absolutely. I can't wait for that. A ton of fighters out there, man. We would love to put those guys on.
Awesome. Let's do it. Sean, as always, thank you for your time. Let's talk again soon.
You got it, man. Thanks for having me on.
Take care, Sean Merriman. Lights Out 10 coming to San Diego. And I keep saying we need to go, and San Diego's where we need to go.
Yeah, we should go. That's where the Bucks won a Super Bowl.
It is.
So we can go back. Maybe we can get Pittman to go. Where is Jersey?
Where is Jersey again?
Did you see that Warren Sapp cut-off jersey I sent you today?
Yeah, I saw it.
I thought about buying it just to wear it around you. Like, every time we go somewhere in the limo, if I get out wearing the Warren Sapp jersey,
yeah, you look just like him.
Well, I saw him on the bridge fishing the other day, and I called you. I'm like, hey, Warren's fishing over here. So if I wear the Warren Sapp jersey, you know, then people will be like, want my autograph.
No, they won't.
They'll want his autograph.
Yeah, they'll want his. So would you sign his? Because, you know, Wes Sims did that.
What did
Wes Sims was doing, I don't remember who the athlete was. He's like, you know, get your autographed so-and-so picture. Give me any name. It doesn't matter. Just give me a name.
Oh, name.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. So get your autographed Jesus Christ photo, right? So okay. It was a photo of Jesus Christ that he would sign Wes Sims. like
classic.
Yeah, it's Wes.
We should do that. We should recreate that.
The photo of Jesus Christ?
No, just create our own promo.
Wes Sims, I spoke to him the other day. If this event goes off November 5th, 4th, 6th, whatever, you know, that I'm talking with Damon Feldman about helping him out. I'm going to come on board as a, I forget what the official title he's given.
Promoter?
Me. Coordinator.
Coordinator.
Nice. I have a location idea.
Uh-huh.
And the main event will be former UFC heavyweight champ Mark Coleman versus a former boxing champion. And I told Wes, if I do this, if I put this together, you better be down here for
that.
That
will be amazing.
Pre-party will be here at Tournament de Pizza. After-party will be here at Tournament de Pizza. And then on Monday or Saturday, because the event may be on Sunday, we may just have everybody here.
Okay.
Getting the GOAT of the heavyweight division, Mark Coleman. And he is the GOAT.
Okay.
For another couple weeks.
Until?
I think November 11th.
John Jones.
I think if John Jones beats Stipe, I believe John Jones is the GOAT.
Does he have to beat Nagano to get that title?
No.
No?
No. Nagano left.
Yeah, but, you know.
No. We've argued about this. You're wrong. I'm right. Okay.
Nagano's like the guy this morning that didn't show up for the fight, just ran away.
Okay. Well, you know, and you know, we've talked about winning a belt, defending a belt, losing a belt, whatever. You can only beat who's there. Brigham Young won the NCAA football championship by beating every team they played. Was it the top competition? It's not their fault.
Is that Steve Young's grandfather?
I believe it's more than his grandfather, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was the Young Family.
The Young Family, where Jim McMahon went. Can you picture Jim McMahon playing at Brigham Young?
Like a Mormon college.
Something doesn't
make
sense.
Stranger things have happened, right?
You know, but you do what you need to do to get where you need to go. So we are talking. I'm in talks with Damon. I'm in talks with a couple locations. And if we can get that event here in Pinellas County, I'm trying to do it in Pinellas County, not even Hillsborough. Better for the restaurant, better for me. I can walk there to the location that I'm talking. The limo, we can literally put $1.50 worth of gas in the limo.
That's good. And we'll need to save that for brakes and shocks. So save the money on the fuel and put it into the parts.
Well, I don't know. I need a ride to Tito's place on Saturday. So I'm going to let the two of you guys fight it out.
Oh, well, if the limo's back on the road,
you lose.
Well, I'm going with you. I mean, there's plenty of room in a limo.
Well, but, you know, there's only plus X amount.
If I drive, you'll lose weight because I have no AC in that truck.
Well, then you're not going.
But I'll show up thinner and hungrier. And
I put a post up, and I don't know if Tito's seen it yet, but, you know, I told, you know, he invited me, so it's all on the up and up. And I said that I'm looking forward to coming down and taking photos of all the food I plan on eating.
I saw that. I saw that. I needed to respond.
Now he's busy.
Yeah.
He's got just over a week to get ready.
I know. But it's not. But it's different for him. He's the investor. He's not like opening it himself and like.
I think he's hands on.
Is he really?
Yeah. Well, for a few reasons. One, it's his money.
Right. For sure.
B, it's his name and reputation. You know, so it's kind of like what you talk about here.
Yeah. What's the coolest restaurant you've ever been to as far as a sports theme? Because you have like MJ's in Chicago. You had, you know, like Whitey Herzog in St. Louis. I mean, you have all these like.
Never been in either one of those.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Like Don Mattingly had Mattingly's 23 in my hometown. And it was cool because they had different theme rooms. So like one was a boxing ring and had like four tables, like four tops. So to request that in advance to sit inside the boxing ring, inside the restaurant, was such a cool experience as like a kid.
Yeah. You have to book that months in advance?
Well, back then, not really. I mean, I'm sure now with Open Table, you'd be on a 2-year wait list. But
well, that's the wait list you're in Vegas.
Yeah, is it really?
Oh, yeah. Like some of them I wanted when we went out to Vegas to see the Scorpions, and we were going to go to dinner with Mickey D, and it took me literally 8 months to get Hell's Kitchen.
Wow.
I went once.
Wow.
Last time I think I'll go.
Yeah. Because your expectation was too high.
For sure.
Because you went into it thinking it's going to be the greatest thing you've ever had. My best friend from college just went to Spain, and there's it's one of the newest 3-star Michelin restaurants in the world in Spain.
How much do you pay for those Michelin stars?
I don't know, but it's San Sebastian is the city, and there's these two brothers, and they came, and they made this restaurant, and it was like a 16-course meal, the equivalent of $600 for two people. And it's like, you know, I would never do it again. He's like, but I was there, and I was like, it's an experience, and I had to do it because if I didn't do it, I would all be like, why didn't I do it while I was there? But the expectation going
I've never
in
thought that.
Was so high that he was like, it ruined it for me because I was like, I expected it to be the best of the best of the best of everything I've ever had.
I think I started out on a bad note going there. I thought the GM or the maitre d' or whatever this putz was, you know, was a donkey.
Okay.
Mickey was running late. He went to pick up his wife at the airport or waiting for her to get from the airport. So he was a little delayed. They were put off. He was a jerk. We bought food at the bar. I was already set off. I forget what's his big thing, the steak with the potato skin outside. What's that called?
Oh. Oh, gratin or something?
No, I forget what it's called. I don't really care.
What about the Salt Bay? Have you been to the Salt Bay with the guy with the salt and the...
No. No.
And he, like, drizzle it on your elbow? And
no.
Like,
why would I want that?
I mean, he does, like, a gold-plated tomahawk steak.
Why would I want that?
Oh, speaking of gold-plated steaks...
Got 1 minute.
I was featured in my first commercial international star in Brazil. We had a gold wrap steak, and they chopped it up and they brought it out. And the guy was dressed as a Saudi Arabian guy, and he had a gold briefcase. He brought out this like special gold plated steak, and I ate it. And I was in the commercial, and so I'm a star in two hemispheres now.
You're not a star, but you are a donkey in two hemispheres.
Featured.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone.
Sign an autograph later.
Bucked Up Energy Drink and 8 Man Strong. We'll be back with or without this clown in 3 and 3.
Let me sign your arm. We'll be right back.
This is LaDainian Thomas, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.